Hang on here.
Hi there, Brendan. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. Tara wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of our service and what's included, how it works, answer any questions you have. Also, though, to apply what turns out being a very reduced rate here for a young company. Happy Wednesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
All right.
Good. So, you know, I've got your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably at least somewhat familiar with that local map, that pack result that pops up right near the very top of the page, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's where we all go as consumers when we need something, but we don't know who to call. And for you, especially being a young company, that's exactly what you want. You know, people will not need to already know the name of your business to find you as a top option when they go on Google and they type in best handyman near me or home improvement, whatever they type in. As long as it's a service that you provide and they are in your service area, you'll pop up as one of those top options. Now, obviously, you use Google, so I don't have to tell you. You will not be the only company that pops up when someone does a search. And, of course, ultimately, not everyone who sees you on that first page will decide to call your company. The ones that do, though, they'll be calling you directly. They'll be calling you specifically, and they'll even be calling you after seeing a website. So it's a very high conversion rate. At that point, they're really calling you, hoping you're available to do the job and already thinking if your price is fair, they want to hire you for your services. Now, Tara says you're working on a website. Are you building that yourself or having someone else build that for you?
One of my clients is a developer.
Okay. Do you have any idea when that website would be completed?
Well, I have a website up now that's through the Google Business.
Right,
you know,
the Google Business.
Whatever it is, $12 a year or whatever.
Right. Right. And
then
well,
I can only
that,
put a limited amount of pictures and
exactly.
information on there, and I'd like them more.
Sure,
you know,
of course.
Website.
So that's why you've got one in the works. And do you know when that new one will be completed?
I don't. It's a cash flow situation right now.
Oh, that's okay. You know, the reason that I asked, and, you know, obviously you've got the Google Business profile listing, you've got the Google Business profile website on there, but you're right, you're pretty limited with what you can do there. And you verified your listing yourself, right? That's something that you did on your own?
Yeah.
Google? Okay, perfect. Yeah. And it's good that you did. I mean, most smart business owners are at least PIN verified, but at this point, as I'm sure you know, it's not getting you on that first page for a keyword search. It's basically right now a digital business card. Someone has to already know the name of your business and be looking for it specifically to find
it. Right.
So Tara put in the notes you're trying to figure out how to get on that first page. She also put in the notes that you're not super interested in something like a Yelp listing or things like that, but ironically, that's the content that the search engines search for, what gets indexed when someone does a keyword search, and ultimately what does put a business on that first page ahead of their competitors is having relevant content. So we would, in fact, create almost 70 different destinations and directories because we are a Google Premier partner. We know that they are all equally important, equally weighted, whether they are known to the public or not. It does, though, include things like a Yelp listing, Facebook, Superpages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce, etc. And we don't create that content, Brendan, so your potential customers can see you there. We create that content so Google and Bing can see it, so they can see time and again and be reassured that you're actually in that service area providing that exact service that that person is looking for. That's what the search engine does, and like I said, that's what's going to put you in that local map ahead of your competitors so you can start getting those phone calls. Now, as far as the service goes, it is offered on our end month to month. There's no long-term contract. Our job is to simply keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time. That being said, the new business rate that I'll apply here while it is a promotional rate, it is not an introductory rate. So it's not going to balloon up on you later on. It's actually a fixed flat rate, and it would bill once a month for the exact amount of $199.00. So no taxes, no fees, no surcharges. There's no lead fees. There's no third party involved. You're not paying for a lead and then chasing down that lead along with your competitors. You're not in a bidding war. Of course, the calls will simply come directly to you, and no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is simply a flat monthly rate. Now, at least on the surface there, is that something that you might want for your business, that first page placement and more phone calls?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, Google it, right? It's what we say and it's what we do, and it's the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet. Of course, nobody bothers to call their dad anymore to find out who they should call. No one uses the yellow pages. We just jump on our smartphone or hop on our computer. So when your company's on that first page, you're definitely going to get those phone calls. Now, I know that you don't really love your Google Business Profile website. What I would do here, and really just as a placeholder until the one that your client is building for you is completed, we would do a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, conversion-driven landing page for you at no additional cost. It's definitely an upgrade compared to the Google Business Profile site. You can put a lot more photos on there, more videos, testimonials of your services and your satisfied clients. Our clients, actually, a lot of them do quite well with the landing page and don't need anything else. I mean, as long as it's on the first page, that's what matters. So many business owners think, well, I know I need a website. They spend even thousands of dollars and wait many months for that website. But if it's not on that first page where 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made, it ends up kind of the digital equivalent of a billboard on a dirt road. I mean, it's there, but most people won't see it. So, you know, the most
all I really want is to be able to put more pictures and a rating on my website.
Yeah. So you can definitely do that with the website that we'll build for you. And I want to include it at no additional cost, meaning we'll actually build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, include it at no additional cost, meaning we can use photos you've already got. We can add photos of jobs that you do later on, no cost for that. And if you never end up having your client finish that website for you, that's perfectly fine. Like I said, our clients do quite well with the websites that we create for them. You'll get a very detailed reporting and tracking system. You'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search. In fact, you'll know which clients found you from the local map itself, from individual directories, or from your website. Now, you will mostly just get phone calls directly to you. Everything has the click-to-call feature. There will, though, be a contact form on the website so people can tell you where they're located and what they want to have done. When they fill out that form, you'll get a text message as well as an email, so you'll always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And, of course, Brendan, whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. And then anything they type into that form will also repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting, so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, even who to follow up with. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
No. So, well, you said that you're going to build the website, but
correct. Yeah, we will.
Am I part of that at all, or?
Well, of course. Yeah, no, we want it to be a team effort here. One of the very first things that we will do is called a client interview. That's kind of where we dot the I's and cross the T's and get all the information that we need to brand your business online, to build out that website and create that content. So, of course, we'll ask you to send us photos so we can put those photos on the website. We'll want to know things like the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, a tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business if you want, for example, to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we'll create one for you with your suggestion. So we will take care of all of that in a follow-up call. And, of course, like I said, You can request content changes. You can upload photos even right through your tracking and reporting system. So, of course, you'll always be
able to. Oh, so I'll be able to do that myself. Like,
correct.
I don't need
yeah.
to contact you guys to add photos.
You don't
to
need
my site.
To. No, you don't need to. You can definitely okay. do that on your own. Although, of course, if you prefer just to email us new photos and have us do that, we can do that as well. But there's a lot that you can do through your tracking system. Like I said, you can request content changes. You can upload photos there. I have it listed as to-do list guide. And of course, the two is the number two. That's how you want the business to be branded online, right?
Yes, it's already to-do-list-guys.com. Will I still be able to use that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. If you've got a domain already, we can use it. So let me put that in there. So we can definitely use that domain and build out a new site on there for you. And then the phone number that we are speaking on is the same one on the Google Business profile. So it is then the number that you want your customers to call. Brendan, is it also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And it's
yes.
a smartphone, I imagine, right?
Yeah.
You can receive a text message on that number. And like I said, most of the time you'll just get direct phone calls, but when someone fills out the contact form on your website, you will get the text message as well as the email. If it's a business email, we'll list it physically on your website. If it's more of a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would need to see it, but it would still be attached to that contact form. And, of course, when necessary, certainly for longer pieces of information and something we would want you to have for your records, we would email it out to you. Brendan, did you have is it a business email or a personal email? What would be best for you?
Well, I have both, but
have
I'm
going
to be changing my business email, so just use my personal for now. It's,
Like I said.
B-R-E-N-V-A-N.
Okay.
Harrington, H-A-R-R-I-N-G-T-O-N, @mail.com.
Okay, @mail.com. And then, Mr. Harrington, when we contact you, like I said, we will use phone, text, and email, and it's usually the method most appropriate to the information that we are trying to get out to you. And like I said, longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we'll email it to you. But a lot of the times, we'll just give you a quick phone call or send you a text. Did you have any preference as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Phone or text.
Phone or text. Okay, I'll put phone or text preferred. And then the other thing I wanted to ask you is you are service-based, right? You go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you, so there's not a showroom or a physical location. There's no address that we would be promoting for your business.
No, I have a shop, but clients aren't allowed in the shop.
Right. And of course, you know, Google knows that most service-based businesses are basically run from the home or the truck. And, you know, if you don't see any customers coming out to you, Google doesn't want to have an address online. They wouldn't want someone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. So when that PIN card was sent out, though, I do see a physical address on an Angie Leads profile, the 2006 Praterway Suite B. Is that where the PIN card was sent? In case we have to verify it?
Yes. I haven't received that yet. I don't know if it got lost in the mail or not.
Well, you're already up. I mean, there is already an active Google Business profile.
Well, it said when I set it up, it said that they were going to send me a verification, address verification. I haven't received that yet.
Okay. We'll follow up on that.
I'm not sure what PIN card you're talking about.
The
PIN on the map.
Yeah, you do already have that
okay.
verified Google listing. And is that a residence, that Praterway address?
Yeah, that's just my house.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, so we'll make sure, of course, that address does not appear anywhere online. You're just going to be listed city and state, not even a zip code. And, of course, you do service the surrounding areas as well. If you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things, one being, you know, scheduling that follow-up call with our technician. I would also need to read what's called a voice verification. It's required of us as Google Premier partners. It gets recorded through the computer and attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is that fixed flat rate, that it's a month-to-month service that will actually include a website for you at no additional cost. The voice verification is recorded, Brendan, but you can stop me at any time if you've got a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I'm actually required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yes.
Okay. And the other thing I wanted to kind of address, and I did mention it quickly, that Angie's profile, I know that's a very different service. That's a lead-based service where you pay for every
lead. Yeah, I'm going to cancel that lead stuff.
You are. Okay. But what I can do here,
it costs me $380 to sign up with them, and then they charge me for leads.
Per lead on top of that. Yeah, and that's where the real expense comes. It's from paying for every lead on top of that when you don't often get a job out of that lead. But the reason that I asked...
Well, it wouldn't be so bad if they weren't also sending the lead to two other contractors and charging each of us for the same lead.
Yeah, you know? Whether you get the job or someone else gets the job or when no one gets the job, which happens quite a lot, you all still pay for it. The reason that I even bring it up, and of course we have nothing at all to do with them or even with their business model of charging you for leads, but even if you stop using the service because, like you said, you paid $300 for the annual membership fee, even if you stop paying for the leads, they would actually keep your business profile up, powered by Home Advisor, powered by Angie. It's homeadvisor.com/rated, the name of your company, and then a bunch of numbers in HTML. The reason that I bring it up, there's a promo code in our system. Where is it? Oh, there it is. I'm going to add a promo code. It's not specifically for Angie, but it is for someone who is currently or even has recently spent advertising dollars elsewhere. And what it does, it allows me to reduce the cost of the setup fee by an amount of my choosing. And I might sometimes take 20 or even 50% off of the setup fee. But, you know, what I'd like to do here for you, you know, partly because you are a young company and also knowing how much you spent, or at least with a good idea of how much you spent on that other service, Angie's, obviously I can't get that money back, but I can offset some of it and certainly do right by your business. There's normally a $299 setup fee that would attach to the first month. I'm going to take $200 off of that setup fee. It would just be a one-time setup fee of $99. It only attaches to the first month. It's not for the website. Like I said, I'll include that website at no additional cost, but it is for all the destinations and directories and platforms that we need to create to have you stand out ahead of your competitors and get on that first page. But like I said, it only attaches to the first month. Every month after that, it's $199. It's an exact amount, so it's a lot easier to budget for than a lead-based service where obviously it would depend on how many leads you get and what each individual lead costs. Give me just a second here to get that voice verification set up. Okay. Mr. Harrington, it reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Brendan, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you." It says, "In order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want that to appear online?"
To-do-list-guys.com.
Perfect. That's exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
Brendan Harrington, owner-operator.
Okay. And then, Brendan, as the owner and operator of to-do-list-guys.com, you are, of course, then authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then, Mr. Harrington, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Brendan, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, as you might well...
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, but if you have a question, please ask it.
Are you going to set up an account for me to go in and put in my billing information because I kind of have a policy about not giving out my credit card over the phone.
Okay. We can do that if possible. That's the exception to how we usually do things here. But let me just kind of get through the voice verification and then we can address that for you. Okay. So as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign, since our job is to make sure that your potential customers who need your services are able to contact you directly. We do specifically request that you will in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers, Mr. Harrington. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Of course. I mean, our job is to make sure your phone is ringing. As long as you answer the phone, you'll do well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Like I said, we're already aware of the Angies and that you'll likely cancel it. Whether you do or not, there's no direct conflict there. The reason that we do ask, though, is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Mr. Harrington, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And we'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. And like I said, we'll create that website for you on that existing domain. We'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too. But if anything new comes along that you're aware of, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. Now, with the reduction in the cost of both the subscription as well as the one-time setup fee, with it being a month-to-month service, and with the website included, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today, the 21st of September, in the very discounted total amount of exactly $298.00. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 21st of the month at the further reduced rate of just $199. And the $199 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, meaning it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is an exact amount, no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees either. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone. And in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. Mr. Harrington, that landing page is also included at no additional cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Once again, we are offering our services completely at will, month to month, no contract. Of course, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause the service too, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or if necessary, pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Harrington, all that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Brendan, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Harrington, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, that does, in fact, conclude the voice verification. Now, what I'm going to do right now, because it's quick and it's just in the drop-down box here, it's an SMS message through the computer, but it works just like a text message. So I'm sending it out to you right now. You'll get that on your smartphone. Our name is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. The link I sent to you is localsplash.com/SEO-packages. So it is the pricing page off of our website. If you can put me on speakerphone and open that up, at the very top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Do you see that?
Yes.
Okay. So like I said, you are going to be able to track your success, 24/7 access to what we call your client dashboard. Not only can you see how many times you're popping up for each search and things like that, you can also monitor your reviews. And you will have reviews all over the internet on different platforms, different directories. Wherever those reviews originally populate, they'll also repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting. So in one place, you can request reviews, respond to reviews, or have us respond to those reviews for you, kind of maintain and manage your online reputation. As a business, we've been around since 2004. We will change that 17 to 18 a little bit later on this year when we hit our official 18-year anniversary. 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. Obviously, it's a month-to-month service, so we have to keep your phone ringing to earn your business and have you be a satisfied client. If you scroll down about halfway, it says Google Ads Partner, the colorful and recognizable Google G in that box that says Google Partner. Now, that's not just copy and pasted off of the internet. That's actually our official badge of authenticity provided to us directly from Google. And if you click on that, it does go to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is a Google partner. And that's important. Anyone who tells you they can put you on the first page of Google needs to be a Google partner, because Google makes changes to their local map algorithm all the time. Sometimes they're big changes. A lot of times it's small things, like they want us to create additional directories. Sometimes they want us to not create certain directories. So we're always in that conversation and ahead of the curve to keep you on that first page. Just below that is where it says SEO packages. We're talking about the pro package, although I'm including the bells and whistles off of the other packages. What drives up the cost of those packages are paid ads, Facebook ads in the case of Platinum, and Google paid ads, the pay-per-click or AdWords campaign in the case of the
I was Platinum wondering what that was, because everything that you've said is, all sounds really good. Yeah, I don't need that much exposure.
Yeah, that's why we're not talking about that. But that's what drives up the cost of those packages, you know, the paid advertising. If you were going 50 or 100 miles, we would be talking about the importance of adding paid ads to get you found farther away. But your service area is perfect for the pro package. But the things like the dashboard access, Amazon Alexa, we can include that in the pro package. Like I said, it's a 50% reduction in the cost of the pro package, not $399. Just $199, and I did take $200 off of that setup fee. So I know that you typically don't like to give your credit card information over the phone. Everything is secure and encrypted, and of course, I wouldn't jeopardize either my position within the company or my company's position as a Google partner with anything
like
that.
Well, that would actually, the website, that's fine. So is there a way I can pay for it? Over the phone, I have a credit card on me. It's just not the one that I want to use. And if I do it through the internet, then I can. It's saved in my phone. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I hear you. If there's the $298 on the card that you have, we can do a one-time payment. And then, of course, once you've got access to your tracking and your reporting system, which would be in about 3 days, you can update the billing information there. You can print out invoices for tax purposes. Like I said, you can also start to upload photos and things like that. In the beginning, we'll ask you to email us those photos so we can get the website built in the next few days.
Yes. So I can't pay for it online, or I can?
Well, I mean,
I need to give you a card now, you're saying?
if you're okay with that, everything gets encrypted. All that would be able to be seen in our system is the last four digits of the card, just for reference, but everything else gets encrypted. You'll get everything in writing. In fact, everything we went over in the voice verification will be emailed out to you in just a minute.
Okay, let me check and see if I have enough on this card. But I only carry one credit card with me. So,
I'm the same. I've got like a thin wallet with basically only my driver's license and, you know, my credit card and, you know, a couple of dollars stuffed in it.
Right. Well, that's why I'm saying if I can pay for it online, it's all saved in my Google, you know. But it doesn't show me my credit card number even, you know what I mean? So I don't have it memorized.
The card that you have, though, is it a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover?
It's a Visa, but I'm logging in to make sure that the payment cleared already.
All righty.
Before.
No problem.
I just made credit card payment, like, yesterday.
Got it.
Well, no, Monday.
Oh, yeah. Today's Wednesday. Should have cleared.
It did clear, but I don't have enough on there. I got to make another payment. Hold on. Okay. Okay. I'll have to use my Quicksilver card here. I just had to make an additional payment on it. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
Sorry?
Yeah, I am here. Is the name on that card, is it your name or the business name or both?
It's my name.
Is it first and last, or is there any middle name or middle initial?
G.
Is it G for the middle initial? And then that's the Visa card still, right?
No, this is a MasterCard, Capital One MasterCard.
Capital One MasterCard. Let me go ahead and change that. Okay, so a MasterCard should start with a 5. They all do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are. If you want to read it 4 digits at a time, I'll repeat it back at the end for accuracy.
5156.
Okay.
7698.
Yes, sir.
2787.
Okay.
1949.
1949. So I've got 5156, 7698, 2787, 1949.
Yeah.
And then the expiration month and year?
Oh, there it is. 0227.
So 02 of 2027, and then the last 3 digits on the back of the card.
469.
469. So I've got 469, 469 on the back, February or 02 of 2027, the expiration date. And then does that bill at that home address, that 2006 Prater Way, Unit B, or Suite B, 89431 for the zip?
Yeah, I think it might be number B or whatever on there, but yeah.
Oh, okay, gotcha. In about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. Mr. Harrington, it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there, but if you've got a pen handy now, I'd be more than happy to give you that information. Or if you want to type it into your phone on the notes, that's what I do. I can almost never find a pen when I need one.
Yeah, I don't even have anything to write on.
Well, you are going to get it by email.
Just send it. I'm in the doctor's office.
Oh, you are.
My wife.
Yeah. Oh, no kidding. Right. Okay. So let me get you off the phone as quick as I can here. And I appreciate your patience in taking the call. You'll get by way of email in about a minute, the client support phone number, the hours of operation on there. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they'll follow up with you within the following business day. Both the client support phone number and email address will be on the confirmation email that will be sent to you through our automated system in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Mr. Harrington, there will be on the invoice email a link to the written terms and conditions. Everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. You may even receive the text message before you receive the email, but when you receive one or the other, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with our client interview technician. You did? Okay. So the text should open up right where we want it to go. Of course, the invoice email has the invoice at the bottom and a please click here to accept the subscription terms. And then it takes you to where the text should already open up, which is the local splash terms of experience with the services that we'll be providing on the left-hand side, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization. Is that what you see?
So I followed the link. I'm seeing directory submission, Google Workspace, LSA. Okay. And then payments at the bottom.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So the long line that goes all the way across, above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. I want you to click on that box. And then in the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, you can either copy and paste or type in your name, but exactly as it appears there. So case sensitive, the G in there, but not a period after the G. If you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space before it or after it. But once you've got Brendan G. Harrington in that box, click the confirm signature box below it. That does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's a month-to-month service, a fixed flat rate that we've reduce the cost of the service as well as the setup fee that we've included the website. It also will allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and for us to fix it if it is not. So it's an important step in the process. The next thing you should see is it's asking for a username and password.
Hold on, it's stuck on...
Oh, that's okay. If it takes you to the next screen or when it does and asks you for a username and password, you can stop right there. That will let you know that you've done that part successfully. But it's also coming from my.localsplash.com, which is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking system. So the automated system thinks two things. One, that your tracking system is already active, and two, that you're trying to access it, neither of which is true in this case. I think if you put in a password, it would give you an error message that the client or that the tracking system's not activated yet. We, of course, need to do that client interview, get the information that we need to create that content for
something
to track. No. I can give you the username, though. There's no default password yet. We'll have to do the client interview, create the content for there to be something to track. But in the next couple of days, you'll get by email and text the username and password. It's a default password. You can change it if you like. Just so you know, the username is simply the phone number we're speaking on. No dashes, spaces, or parentheses, just the number. Area code's included, though. So it's 775-219-2272 is the username. Other than that, let me go ahead and pull up that client interview calendar. We schedule by the hour. The call itself takes 25, 30 minutes. I know that you're with your wife at the doctor's appointment, so we can do something a little bit later on. I don't know if 10 o'clock works for you. There's also an 11, 1, and 2. It looks like the 3 o'clock is booked out. Would you want something maybe 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, or 11?
2 o'clock would be fine. I have to go and install a chandelier at like 10, so.
Okay. Oh, that'll work out then. 2 o'clock will be scheduled from 2 until 3. It's a one-hour window. The call itself takes about half that time, so it should get you maybe just a few minutes after 2, get you off the phone pretty close to 2:30. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call, kind of just those basic things that I mentioned earlier and a couple of others. At 1 o'clock, our automated system will send you a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 2, and I'm sending you right now a calendar invite to your email address. The calendar invite is really just more for your records. You don't need to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. That stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. And then it's got your username, your name, and then your phone number. And any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email address, that's for support, and you'll get that on the confirmation email. Please just include either your phone number or your username. They're basically the same thing, but that will allow us to easily access that information and forward it out to the right department. But when they do the client interview in the 2 o'clock hour, they'll give you the photos. That's with P-H-O-T-O-S. Photos@localsplash.com. If you want, you can email the photos team directly, but you can send anything to the support email and we'll just forward it out. But other than that, you're all set and squared away. I appreciate your kindness and your patience in taking this call. It is going to be someone else from our client interview team giving you that follow-up call in that 2 o'clock hour, but I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard. I'm pretty excited to get this going for you, build a website on that domain that you've got, and get your phone ringing. Of course, we're looking to earn your business just 1 month at a time.
All right. Thank you.
Real pleasure.
My wife's out of her appointment. I have to.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. You have a wonderful day. Thanks again for your time. Take care, sir.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.